Good evening, guys. Good evening, officially. My name is Sadiq Ali, and I want to welcome you guys to Millionaire Manners Money Monday. So you guys are officially a part of call number two right now. So, again, if you guys are on this call, this is history in the making, okay? If you guys don't know me a little bit, feel free to check out the website. There's a long bio on there. I don't want to bore you guys with all that detail right now, but I'm Sadiq Ali, and I'm a speaker, I'm a trainer, I'm an author, but most importantly, I'm the founder of Millionaire Manners Academy. And our whole objective is to teach leadership and life skills, and we do that all through teaching great personal professional etiquette, which really means that you just understand that there's multiple ways to behave in multiple situations. And at the end of the day, we want you guys to come out winning. You also might be new to this call, and you might have heard about it from somebody last week, but I want to start off this call by telling everyone that's listening to me right now that I believe in you. And I don't say that very lightly, right? I say that because somebody, they believed in me early on. And also, you might be a parent on this call right now. And I want to tell you guys the exact same thing, that I believe in you guys as well, because guess what? You believed enough in me, right, to allow me to speak to your young person tonight. And I want to pay that back by making sure that I tell you guys that I believe in you all just the same. And again, You might be a parent, you might be a brother, you might be a sister, et cetera, but someone believed in you enough to encourage you to do good things. And again, it just becomes a great cycle, okay? And then the good news is that I still have people pushing me and encouraging me every single day, which is why even things like Money Mondays got started to begin with. So let's move on, guys. Last week we covered some ground rules, so I'm going to run through those very, very quickly. So that way we can get into the meat of the call for tonight, because again, we want to keep the meat of the call to 30 minutes. So that's 8 to 8:30. And then for those last 10 to 15 minutes or so after the call, we want to open it up to questions or comments, et cetera, okay? But for point number one for ground rules, right, I recommend strongly that anybody who's on this call is taking notes. Studies have shown that even if you don't go back and review your notes, it's still better rather to write down what it is that you're hearing the first time, because that's going to increase your retention, how much you remember, even if you don't go back and read those notes. So I strongly encourage anybody, if you're able, that is if you're not driving home, right? Some of my guys from our Young Gentlemen's Institute, they said that they're riding back from practice around this time. So no problem. If you're not able to take notes, no problem. But you can always go back and listen to these calls as well. So that's another point. But if you're able to take notes, start those notes in your success journal. And if you don't know what a success journal is, or if you haven't started one yet, we're going to get into that in a later call, exactly what that is. But find a book, an empty book, could be an old comp book, an old spiral notebook, but find something to take some notes so that way it will help you remember the things that we talk about. Number two, I want you guys to tell others about what we're talking here as soon as you can. If I say anything that makes a little bit of sense to you guys, I encourage you, I challenge you to go and share it with someone else. The best way for us to learn is to go and teach. And by soon, I mean within 24 to 48 hours. As soon as you hear something, and let that be your model as well for school. If you learn something really, really good in school, what do you do? You want to go and you want to share that information, and then your understanding of it becomes clearer. So I want you guys to do that with this information as well. As soon as you hear that one thing that was meant for you, write it down or remember it, and then go share it with somebody right away, okay? Each call, we're going to have a quote of the call, so we're going to get into that a second, but I want to make sure that you guys know that. And then lastly, as I was telling some of our folks, some of our early arrivers on the call this evening, is that we want to make these calls interactive as possible. We want to make these calls fun, and with that being said, I'm literally monitoring our Twitter feed right now. I'm monitoring our Instagram page right now. And we're monitoring the Facebook page as well. So if there's any questions, comments, concerns, et cetera, then shoot those to us right away. And then either I can respond, I can call you out, shout you out if you want a shout out, or again, I can just answer the question. And then lastly, if you guys don't have one of those methods of social media or communication, then take down my cell phone number. You guys can text me, and I'll answer your question that way as well. So if you guys have pen and paper ready, my cell phone number is 443-271-3604. All right, let's get into it, okay, guys? So tonight's quote, this is a long one, but this is actually, if you guys, I'll actually read it twice, and that way you guys have an opportunity to write it down if you're taking notes. But I'll also make sure that I post it after the call on our Twitter and our Instagram and our Facebook, et cetera, okay? This quote is from one of my absolute favorite movies of all time, okay? And maybe we'll do a quiz afterwards, right? And then I'll see if somebody knows what this movie's from. So I won't tell you guys what movie it's from until after the call, okay? Here's the quote. For what it's worth, it's never too late, or in my case, too early to be whoever you want to be. There's no time limit. Stop whenever you want. You can change or stay the same. There are no rules to this thing. We can make the best or the worst of it. I hope you make the best of it. I hope you see things that startle you. I hope you feel things you never felt before. I hope you meet people with a different point of view. I hope you live a life you're proud of. And if you find that you're not, I hope you have the courage to start over all over again. That's one of my absolute favorite quotes, guys, and it's from one of my favorite movies that I'll name at the end, okay? And I'm going to read it one more time just to make sure everybody heard that, okay? So again, for what it's worth, it's never too late, or in my case, too early to be whoever you want to be. There's no time limit. Stop whenever you want. You can change or stay the same. There are no rules to this thing. We can make the best or the worst of it. I hope you make the best of it. I hope you see things that startle you. I hope you feel things you never felt before. I hope you meet people with a different point of view. I hope you live a life you're proud of. And if you find that you're not, I hope you have the courage to start all over again. Love that quote, guys. So tonight's topic, right? We titled tonight's call, Who Do You Think You Are? And then I'm going to give you guys five things that I want myself and I want you guys to be more of and do more of. So it's a pretty simple premise, and we're going to jump right into them, okay? So again, who do you think you are? So number one, right? So you guys get ready and write this down. Number one, I want myself and I want you guys who are listening, I want you to be more of a risk taker, more of a risk taker. And before I explain what I mean by being more of a risk taker, let's talk about the differences really quickly between being reckless and taking risks, because those are very, very different things, okay? Reckless means you don't care about your own well-being or the well-being of others. That's reckless. Reckless is you don't think before you act. That's reckless. It usually means you haven't thought about your actions or the consequences, or at least the possible consequences of your actions. It means you have no idea what you're getting into. It's a very, very dangerous thing. On the other hand, though, right, a risk is something that is all around us. It just means something has the potential to not go according to plan, right? But here's the thing about risks, and this is why I want you guys to be more of a risk taker. Keep this in mind, right? You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. I'll say that again. You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. So the difference between being reckless and taking a risk, right, is the fact that you've thought through all the possible things that could go wrong, and you've come to the conclusion that it's really not that serious. So you go ahead and try. But the thing about taking a risk is that you don't know what's going to happen unless you try. And here's the question that always sort of calms me down, you know, before I'm getting ready to take a risk or, you know, to do something different, right? I ask myself this very, very simple question, right? What's the worst that can happen? And literally, I'll get out a pen and a piece of paper, and I'll write out all the different things that could possibly go wrong. And here's the kicker, right? If it doesn't include you going to jail, somebody you love going to jail, or if it doesn't include your death or someone else's death that's close to you or a loved one, then it's not that risky. Go ahead and give it a shot. And I'll say that again. If what you come to the conclusion of, right, after you ask yourself, what's the worst that can happen? If it doesn't include someone's death, right, yours or someone else's, or, again, someone ending up in jail, right, you or someone that you love, then it's not that risky. And notice how I didn't say losing money, because sometimes in business, right, sometimes in my own personal business deals, I've lost money. But you know what? I didn't go to jail and I didn't die. So in life, if you take a risk and it doesn't turn out the way that you want it to be, then you learn a lesson. So that's why a wise man once said, either you're winning or you're learning. There is no losing and there is no failing. The only time you become a failure or you fail is when you quit. Okay, guys? You're either winning or you're learning, okay? So number one, be more of a risk taker, but know the difference between being reckless and being risky, okay? Big, big difference. Number two, okay, guys, number two, I want you guys and myself to be more of a servant. To be more of a servant. Now, I don't mean like be like a waiter or a waitress or, you know, be like a slave type of servant. No, no, no. That's not what I mean. When I say servant, I mean I want you guys and myself to be more helpful, to be more thoughtful, okay? Again, we run a program here in the weekends. I'm in Baltimore called Young Gentlemen's Institute. And each week, one of the questions that we ask each other is, how did you go the extra mile this week? How were you a gentleman that week, right, or a lady? And this is the exact same concept that I want you guys to be thinking of in terms of being a servant. A servant, you see, is someone who's helpful, who's proactive, someone who goes the extra mile without having been asked to do so. A servant is someone who puts their needs, okay? Oh, I'm sorry, they put the needs of others in front of their own needs, right? That's what being a servant is. And there's a term I want you guys to Google, okay? Write this down. Servant leadership. Servant leadership. That's a special type of leadership. And as usually many experts say, is the best type of leadership. So we'll come to that a little later, right? But I want you guys to understand, it can be something that's very, very small. Like, for instance, instead of your mother or your father always serving you dinner, maybe say one night, hey, Mom, I got it. Let me serve you tonight. Do you think that she would be a little bit happy with that? Of course. Dad, let me do something for you without having been asked to do it. That's how you practice being a servant, okay? And again, here's also the news flash too, because I told you guys on these calls, we're going to be talking a little bit about everything. You know, some manners, some etiquette, some financial literacy, right? How to make money legally and how to make your money work for you. But one of those things that I said we were going to talk about is entrepreneurship, right? So if you think about what makes a great entrepreneur, I'll give you guys one of those tips right now, okay? The greatest entrepreneurs, they figure out a way to serve their fellow man, and then they got rich. If you can figure a way to serve your fellow man, and again, it doesn't, you know, you're not breaking any laws or doing anything like that, but if you figure a way to serve your fellow man, okay, you'll always make money. Think about Facebook or think about Twitter. Those were services, right? Servant, services. Those creators of those things, Mark Zuckerberg, right? His objective was to serve his fellow college classmates through creating a way to better communicate between classmates. Then it grew from campus to campus. Then it grew, you know, to the entire state. And then the next thing you know, there's 500 million people using Facebook around the globe. And their goal is like a billion people in the next couple of years. That started off with a servant, right? Him trying to be more of a servant and him creating a service that in turn lots of people found value in. And now he's one of the richest people in the world, and the guy's not even 30 years old yet. So that's another example, okay, guys? So be more of a servant. Number three, this is one of my absolute favorites, guys, okay? Number three, be more curious. Be more curious. Curiosity is also, guess what? It's somewhat related to service. But here's the thing. Do you have a burning desire to want to answer at least two of the most pressing questions in life? Here are those two questions. Are you guys ready for them? Question number one. It's question number one of the curious, okay? Question number one. It's a very simple one, but as I said, right, lots of the most important stuff is the most simple as well. So question number one of the curious, you guys already guessed it, I bet. Why? Why is that? Why do you feel that way? Why do I feel that way? Why does that happen when I do this? Why does that happen when I do that? Why did I do that? Why did you do that? Why is this the way it is? So here's a cool thing, right? So we're 2 days removed from Black History Month, right? February, one of my favorite times of the year, Black History Month, right? But it was people like Frederick Douglass and Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X and Marcus Garvey who all asked questions just like that. Martin Luther King Jr. said, why don't we have the right to vote? Frederick Douglass, why am I not allowed to read? And then when he started reading, he asked, why do black people in this country get treated differently than everybody else? Why are we property? You see how that curiosity turned into something else? It turned into something great, where those folks then changed the world, okay? But it all started with that question, that very pressing question of why, okay? Question number two of the curious, guys. Question number two, how, a.k.a., how does that work? How does it do that? How can I make that better? How can I make myself better? How can I do that better? How can, and look, back to service again, right? How can I make it easier for someone else? You see, when you're curious about the way things are, you also start to think about ways to improve the way things are. And then new ideas start to flow, just like a waterfall, guys. But again, it starts with those two pressing questions, okay? Why and how? One of my personal favorites I'll share with you guys, right, is anytime I go, like, especially to a place that's really, really large, so like a big store. So I'm always thinking that when I walk into Sam's Club, I'll tell you my question, right? But when I walk into a Sam's Club or when I go someplace like an amusement park or like a big, expensive, fancy hotel or something like that, I'm always wondering to myself, who's in charge here? Some of you guys know my background. I used to work for Target. You know, so I used to run a store for Target. So like I had 300 people reporting to me at one time. We had a $40 million store that I used to run, okay? So when people walk into the Target, they'd be looking for me, like, who runs the Target, right? But I still am curious when I go out to different places because I'm just curious about what they're doing, maybe that I can learn from, especially if it's a well-run place, you know, where there's, you know, everybody's friendly and everybody's doing their job. I'm always curious, like, man, who's the manager? Who's the leader of this establishment? So that means maybe I can learn a thing or two as well. But be curious like that. Ask yourself why and how. Number four, guys, number four, be more of a listener. This is also super important. And, again, it seems somewhat self-explanatory, but like we said, it can be one of the toughest ones on this entire list, right? Be more of a listener. The problem with being more of a listener is the fact that human nature dictates that we all want to speak first. We all want to be understood first. But that's one of the things about being proactive, like I just mentioned a second ago, is that sometimes being proactive means letting the other person speak first and us listening first. See, we have to challenge ourselves to resist the urge to speak, right? Sometimes that silence is okay, especially when we're trying to, again, genuinely listen and learn from what the other person is saying. Be curious, right? So you see how all these are connected? Be curious about how that other person feels. Be curious about why they feel the way they feel. And if there's an issue or a dispute, if you listen first, that other person will tell you exactly what they need in order for you to solve their problem, right? But I want you guys to keep in mind that there's a big difference in listening and waiting your turn to speak. You see, many people, especially today, we're all in such a rush. We all are so, so busy, right? So we all get into the bad habit of waiting our turn to speak instead of genuinely, again, listening and learning from what the other person is telling us. And again, it takes practice, guys. I'm guilty of it just like anybody else, you know. Instead of listening, right, here's the other thing that people do. So instead of listening, you're working in your comebacks. You're working in your responses. So, again, you aren't really hearing what that person is meaning, you're just sort of hearing their words. And then as you're hearing their words, you're like, oh, well, I want to say this back to that person. I want to say this back. And then it becomes not actual true communication, which is defined by an exchange of ideas, meaning I give you an idea, then you give me an idea, right? That's what an exchange is, right? Just like when you go into a store, and you buy something. You aren't really buying something. You're exchanging something. You're exchanging money for a good. Communication is the exact same way. You're not just talking when you're communicating. You aren't just listening when you're communicating. And communication is an exchange. It's a give and a take. So effective communication includes both of those pieces, okay? And we'll talk about communication later on as time goes on, okay? But again, remember, listen for understanding. Okay, listen for understanding, and that person is going to tell you everything that they need or everything that you need to know about them, okay? And again, one of my favorite books, and we'll talk about this again in the later call. We got lots of topics for you guys, so I hope you guys are tuning in and sharing this information, okay? And again, keep I don't know if we've gotten any Twitter or Instagram messages yet, okay? But keep them coming, okay? But one of my favorite books, and we'll talk about this in a future call, right? Some of my favorite books and some books that I recommend to everybody. But one of my favorite books is called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And in the books, right, literally he gives 7 different habits. And one of those habits, which is directly related to listening, right, that habit, and I want you guys to write this down as well, seek first to understand, then be understood. First, try to figure out the other person's point of view before you try to express your own point of view. Because, again, if you have two people who just want to express their points of view, but no one wants to understand the other person's point of view, that's like running face first. Picture this, guys. That's like running face first into a brick wall. Or actually, a better example, a better analogy would be, it's like running face first into that big glass door when you walk into an office building, but you didn't know it was a door there. So in other words, you think the other person's listening, but when you run right to that glass, boom, right? It's like that bird, right? That bird is flying into the office building because the windows are so clear, that bird's flying right to it. It's the exact same thing when someone's faking like they're listening to you. That's you walking into a glass door that you think is open, you think it's clear, but it's really a glass door, okay? So you guys picture that. Not a fun feeling, okay? Number 5, guys, number 5, be more of a preparer. But here's the cool thing. You can substitute the word preparer for a couple different words. Be more of a thinker. Be more of a planner, right? So one of the other things that I do working with Millionaire Managers Academy is that I teach management at a university here in Baltimore. And planning is one of the biggest parts of the course. It's one of the biggest points of that entire course of management, which involves, again, plotting your next moves, predicting the future, right? And again, here's the circle again, because you're taking calculated risks while everyone else is paralyzed by fear, right? So planning, right, is when you consider not just the outcome, but plan on how you want others to respond. You plan on what will be different after you prepare. So being a preparer means, again, you're spending more time thinking about your next move, thinking about, again, what the moves of folks around you are going to do, et cetera, right? A lot of folks will tell you that one of the best ways to predict the future is to plan it out yourself. One of the best ways to predict what's going to happen is to plan it out yourself and then execute your plan, okay? But here's the other thing that preparation means. When I say be more of a preparer, I also mean be more of a practicer, okay? Because that's the other meaning for the word prepare is practice. And those who know me know that I'm a huge, huge believer in the art of practice and taking advantage every single day of the opportunities that were presented to ourselves, right? Well, that are presented to us, rather, to practice being great. See, remember, the way that you do one thing is the way that you do all things. So are you preparing today, a.k.a. practicing every day for your big moment, or are you letting those little moments pass you right by just because you're thinking to yourself, you know what, not a big deal. I'll have another one tomorrow. But what if your moment is today? What if that opportunity that you have to do something great is today, it's right now? You have the opportunity to make an impact with somebody, but I'll do it tomorrow. That's not being a preparer. That's not you practicing. That's not you taking advantage of, again, the opportunities that are presented for you every single day. So here's the last thing, and then we'll wrap up and then recap, right? There's one common thread between all of these 5 points that we just talked about, okay? And I'll give it to you guys just for the sake of time. I won't engage you guys in a riddle right now, okay? But one of the key things to keep in mind is that all 5 of these things that I want to be more and that I want you guys to do more of and be more of is that they're all directly related to leadership. They're all directly related to leadership. These are all characteristics of leaders, right? So number 1, okay? Number 1, be more of a risk taker. And understanding the difference between reckless and risky. Number 2, be more of a servant. And again, you guys are going to look up servant leadership and what it means to, again, serve those who have entrusted you to lead them. And that's a very, very subtle difference, okay? But number 2, be more of a servant. Number 3, critical. Be more curious and asking those two pressing questions and then answering them. Those questions being why and how. Number four, be more of a listener. Be more of a listener, which is different than waiting your turn to speak, which is different than formulating a response instead of listening genuinely to what the other person has to say. Be more of a listener. Number five, be more of a preparer. Be more of a thinker. Be more of a planner. But most importantly, be more of a practicer. You practice every single day with the thoughts and the opportunities that you have, okay? You never know if you're going to get tomorrow, okay? So you have to take advantage of it today. And if not, we're missing out on great and huge opportunities, okay, guys? So do more of these, and you will be more of a leader. I guarantee it. Now ask yourself, which of these will you start with first? All right, guys, so right up until 8:30, look at that, 8:30 in the dot. We just got through the information for tonight, guys. I'm going to read that quote one more time, and then we'll take a couple questions, a couple comments, et cetera. If you guys have anything that you want to say before I read this quote one more time, then you guys will hit *6 to unmute yourself. But I'm going to read this quote one more time, and then we'll get to it. Someone just asked again, what is the account to Millionaire Manners on Twitter? That's at MLLNRE Manners. Or if you just search Millionaire Manners, it'll come up as well. But that's at the at symbol, MLLNRE, at MLLNRE Manners, at MLLNRE Manners. Okay. So for what it's worth, it's never too late, or in my case, too early to be whoever you want to be. There's no time limit. Stop whenever you want. You can change or stay the same. There are no rules to this thing. We can make the best or the worst of it. I hope you make the best of it, and I hope you see things that startle you. I hope you feel things you never felt before. I hope you meet people with a different point of view. I hope you live a life you're proud of. If you find that you're not, I hope you have the courage to start all over again. Somebody *6 and tell me what movie that's from. Do I have any takers? Who's going to start *6 to unmute yourself, and then somebody tell me what movie that's from? One of my favorite movies of all time.
I have no idea.
No takers? No takers? No idea? No idea?
I'm stumped.
I'm stumped.
All right. We got some. Everybody's stumped. Everybody's stumped. I'll break it if you guys are stumped.
Yeah, what is it?
That,
I need to know. So I can watch it.
That, listen, it's an excellent movie. So I'll break the suspense. That movie or that quote is from The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. I encourage everybody to go and watch that movie. It's an excellent movie about life and taking advantage of the opportunities and taking some risks. It's an excellent movie, guys. It's an excellent movie. So, again, that's from The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. All right, guys, do I have any questions or from anybody? Do we have any questions or comments? Again, my cell phone number is 443-271-3604, so you guys can text me if you guys have any questions or concerns or any comments as well.
Oh, well, I had a comment. Thank you very much. This was awesome. I'm definitely going to be tuning in next Monday. I am actually a budding entrepreneur myself. I recently graduated from Morgan State. And I was just wondering, if you're the kind of person that has a lot of different ideas about something but just doesn't know how to get started, how do you prioritize, like, what you should do first? Or, like, how do you really get the ball moving?
That's a great question. That's an excellent question. I would say very quickly, without getting too deep, and again, feel free to shoot me a message outside of the call, and we can chat about it at that point too. But one of the things that I always ask folks is, what would you do if you could do anything and get paid for it? What would you do? That's like question number one, is really sort of honing in on that passion. Or what would you do for free? All day long. If money were no object, what would you do for free? all day long, because so many times those other ideas that pop in, they become distractions for us, and they don't give us the opportunity to, again, serve other folks, or sort of talking about what we talked about tonight, doesn't give you that opportunity to plan for the future. But you really got to hone in on what it is that you really, really like to do, and then find one of those ideas that's related to that and start working on that.
Awesome.
Excellent question. All right, star 6, guys, if you have any questions or comments, star 6. Or shoot me a text if anybody has a question or concern or comment.
I had one more question. I'm sorry.
And tell me your name.
My name's Chris.
Chris, what's up, Chris?
What's up? My question is, you gave a great book suggestion, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I was wondering if you had maybe just one or two other books that you would like to suggest.
I'll suggest a book each week, so I'll suggest another one next week. You got to tune in. You got to share it with about 4 or 5 other people.
Okay. All right. That leads me to a third question. How do you think I can better help you get more people to tune in? I would love to be able to help.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great question as well. Again, just spread the word on the different social media, tag, repost, et cetera. That's actually one of the challenges we want to give everybody tonight, as well as a sneak preview for the call next week. But again, yeah, I would say just tag away, forward the flyer, you know, via cell phone, again, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, et cetera. And then again, share the information. You know, like I said early on, as some of the ground rules, within 24 to 48 hours, share at least one of those things that you got out of the call tonight. Share it with somebody else.
Awesome. Well, I'm already started. I'm not officially following you guys yet, but I'm just running around right now. But I will be following. I'll be tweeting and Facebook posting.
Absolutely. We appreciate it, Chris. Call number 3, guys. Call number 3 next week, 1 week from tonight. It's going to
Hello?
Be turn it off. Well, we have a give me 1 second. So
sure.
Call topic next week is going to be turn it off, and that's going to be 5 tips for unplugging to improve everything about your life.
I love it. Shadiq, this is Kendrick. Great call, man. Great to be on the call and hear everything, and I am a full advocate of everything we're doing.
Kendrick, man, really, really appreciate it. Kendrick is somebody, everybody who's listening, who's left on the call, Kendrick is going to be somebody who you guys are going to hear from, who's going to lead one of our calls, who's going to guest host for us, along with a couple of our other ambassadors who are on the call right now. But tremendous amount of love for you as well, Kendrick.
Thank you so much. Great job. I loved it.
And we have one more question just now. Somebody... My hair natural. Just asked me to read the quote one more time. So I'm going to read the quote one more time, and then I'm going to take that question, okay? Here's the quote one more time, guys. So for what it's worth, it's never too late, or in my case, too early to be whoever you want to be. There's no time limit. Stop whenever you want. You can change or stay the same. There are no rules to this thing. We can make the best or the worst of it, but I hope you make the best of it. I hope you see things that startle you. I hope you feel things you never felt before. I hope you meet people with a different point of view. I hope you live a life you're proud of. And if you find that you're not, I hope you have the courage to start all over again. Just super comforting, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anytime we want. We can be whatever we want, guys. We had another question because we're going to get out of here at 8:45. Who had that question?
This is Jalen.
Jalen, go ahead, Jalen.
So you were talking about those tips. So we're going to be using those on Saturday?
We will discuss them on Saturday. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm just making sure so that I could, just so we can go over it again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for you guys who are still listening, I just posted the quote on our last Instagram post as well.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions or comments, guys?
No.
No, just thank you again one more time, and I'll look forward to next week.
Sounds good, guys. Sounds good. So we're going to get out of here, tag some people, guys, and have a good night. We'll talk to you guys later on.
You too.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Ali.